It's August 13th, 2026. Oil is spiking, trade tensions are flaring, and markets are on edge. This is Narrative Daily. Okay, Dev, set the scene. What's moving this morning?
Three things. First, the big one. There are reports of Iran striking Saudi Arabian infrastructure. And anytime that happens, energy markets get nervous fast.
So oil prices jump.
Right, and that ripples everywhere. We'll dig into that in a minute.
What else?
Trade friction's heating up again. Specifically between the U.S. and Canada. Tariff risks are rising, and markets don't love uncertainty around North American trade.
And the third?
China tensions in the South China Sea are adding to that uneasy backdrop. Defense stocks are getting attention, but broader markets are cautious.
Let's go deeper on the oil story, because that feels like the one with the most immediate impact.
Yeah, this is the Iran-Saudi situation. The concern is simple. Saudi Arabia is one of the world's biggest oil producers, and any strike on its infrastructure raises the question of how much supply gets disrupted.
Less oil available means higher prices.
Exactly, and higher oil acts like a tax on the whole economy. Companies pay more to ship things, airlines pay more for fuel, and eventually that cost finds its way to you at the pump and the checkout.
So why should a regular investor care beyond just paying more for gas?
Because an oil shock can push inflation back up right when central banks thought they were getting it under control, and that can force interest rates to stay higher for longer.
Which is broadly bad for stocks.
Broadly, yes. Higher rates make borrowing more expensive and can slow company earnings. So the whole market gets a little shakier.
What stories are gaining steam and what's cooling off right now?
The oil shock and the geopolitical tensions are solidly in focus and gaining wider attention.
Anything actually cooling off?
The Nike story China was dragging on their numbers is losing momentum. That one feels largely priced in now, and attention is moving elsewhere.
One bright spot, though. Bank of America upgraded Gilead Sciences, and that's getting some fresh attention.
Right. Gilead's HIV drug franchise is gaining steam after that endorsement. A rare positive note on a pretty tense day.
Bear corner. Dev, make the case that the oil spike might not be as bad as it looks.
Fair challenge. Oil markets have cried wolf before. Initial spikes on Middle East news often fade once the actual supply picture becomes clearer.
But this feels different, no? Iran directly striking Saudi infrastructure is pretty serious.
It is serious, but global oil inventories have been building, and other producers can ramp up. And the market might be overreacting to the headline, which we've seen plenty of times.
What should we be watching heading into tomorrow?
Keep a close eye on any updates from the Middle East. If the Saudi situation escalates or calms down, oil will move fast in either direction.
And on the trade side?
Watch for any signals on U.S.-Canada tariff talks. If that hardens further, it adds another layer of pressure on markets that are already jittery.
That's your Narrative Daily for August 13th. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Narrative Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.